You have your Bible turned tonight to the 71st Psalm. The 71st Psalm, verse 1, if you have your place, we'll stand with honor to reading of the Word of God. In verse 1, the Bible says, "In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in Thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me, and save me. Be Thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for Thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and the cruel man. For Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth." I guess we'll just continue with the theme as the songs that we're singing. On this thought, Brother Charles, on who can we trust? Who can we trust? We look around the world today, and it doesn't seem like there's anybody or anything that's trustworthy. That their trust is put in all kinds of different places and things, and before you know it, a lot of times by the end of the day, we're being disappointed. We're being let down. We're left out in left field, wondering what in the world's happened. But the psalmist was talking here, and if you read and study this, and it seems like a psalm of David. It may be a psalm of David, maybe as he was getting up into years and his latter years, and he was realizing where his help come from, and he was talking to the Lord, and he was talking about the trust that he had in the Lord. And now trust is something. Word that in the Old Testament is used, and it's kind of like the New Testament word for faith. Trust and faith were kind of interconnected in the Old Testament. And the psalmist was saying, "In Thee, O Lord." What he's saying here, he said, "And not anybody else." He come to a conclusion that the Lord was one he could put his trust in. He's talking about Him and Him only. There's nobody else in there. He didn't say, "Lord, in You and somebody else." But he said, "In You, O Lord, do I put my trust." He said, "Lord, You're the one that I have my confidence in." And so we've read, and you're hearing at the end of it, he talks about even from his youth up, he's had his trust in the Lord. When he was a young man, and when he's a middle-aged man, and when he's starting a family, and when he's growing older, he kept his faith in the Lord. He had trust in the Lord. He had faith in the Lord. He believed on God. He believed in God. Amen. The Lord Jesus said we need to believe in Him, and we need to believe on Him. Means to trust in, rely on, and adhere to. We need something today that we can trust in. Amen. And we can trust, you can trust absolutely on Lord God of heaven and Lord Jesus Christ. You can trust Him, praise God, in everything that you endeavor to do, everything that you need, you can trust Him. You can ask Him, you can take your petitions to Him. And we need to be doing that today. Brother Bill, we need to be calling out our petitions continuously, talking to the Lord continuously, bringing our petitions, continually bombard heaven with the desires of our heart to see folks sealed, healed, and saved, and whatever the cause may be, we need to be coming boldly for a throne of grace because God made provision for that, and we can come that way because we put our trust in the Lord. So 152 times in the Old Testament, the Bible speaks of trusting in the Lord. Amen. It never has much confidence in anybody else, but it always has an emphasis that you can trust in the Lord. Now that word trust has a reference to be able to take refuge in. As we read in the psalmist, right? A place of refuge, a place where you can come, amen, in out of the storm, a place where you can hide, praise God, when the tides are rolling high, a place where when the enemy's prevailing, you can come out, praise God, you can come into that place of refuge, out of all the fiery darts of the enemy, praise God, that place where these walls about, glory to God, where they can't get to you, praise God, God, and the only way to get is come through the door, and we know who the door is. Praise God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise the Lord. He said he was that door. I praise God. There's never been a more solid door than the Lord Jesus Christ. He's solid. Praise God. He's stable. He's staying. Praise God. He'll stand and endure the test of time. He always has and He always will. Amen. So we can trust in Him. Praise God. Because we have a place of refuge in the Lord. Amen. Not only does it mean that they have to take refuge in, but it means to be able to lean on. Before you get out of this world, before we get out of this world, we're going to have a lot of instances, Brother Jeff, that we need somebody to lean on. Somebody that we can confide in. Amen? And that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. We can trust in Him. We can confide on Him. We can lean upon the Lord. And He's broad enough. He's strong enough, praise God. He stood all the temptations of time, praise God. He's already overcome all the adversary, all the enemies, praise God. Even the last enemies, which death, praise God. We can put our confidence and faith in Him because He will stand. Amen. Amen. The psalmist said, "In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." Amen. He said, "Hey, listen, hey, I got a steadfast about it." He said, there's no confusion in it. Because of the trust I have in the Lord, I have a confidence, not in myself. Amen. I've told you before the day's over, I let me down. But praise God, I've got a confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's never let me down. He's never failed me. He's never come up short. Everything I've ever needed, praise God, He's been sufficient for. And He's always been right on it, even when I thought He was late. See, I figured out a while back, God don't run on my timetable. God runs on His timetable. And He's never been late. Praise God. And so I put my confidence in Him, praise God. I begin to trust in Him because He is that refuge. He's the place I can lean on. Praise God. He is that one that I can confide in when I need some help. The psalmist tells us that. If you go back and look at Psalm chapter 2, when the world was kind of like it was today. Bible says in Psalm chapter 2, said, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?" Ain't that kind of what the world's doing today? There's a bunch of the heathen are raging. Everywhere you look, the heathen's raging. People's telling us this, that, and the other. It's contrary to the Word of God and things that's godly. The kings of the earth set themselves up and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. We know how that comes out. Said, "Let's break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall lie. The Lord shall make them in derision, have them in derision. Then shall they speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure." Amen. I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side, ain't you? Amen. And the Lord said He's going to take that foolishness for a while, praise God. Said then He's going to vex them in His sore displeasure. What does that mean? That's not very pleasing to God. And we ought to be looking for the things, desiring the things, and chasing after things that's pleasing to God. He said, how do you know? Because He tells us in the volume of the book. Amen. What's pleasing to the Lord. And we have an advocate, praise God, with the Father, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, yeah, have I set my king upon my holy mountain of Zion? And they talk none of them, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, O ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Now watch this, verse 12. He says, kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and ye perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. But listen to what it says. He said, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, what we need to do, just love on Jesus because He first loved us. He said, just kiss the Son, praise God. Lift Him up, magnify Him, laud Him like He ought to be. Give Him glory. I mean, praise God, lift Him up to the awesome place He's supposed to be as the Lord God of our life. Praise the Lord. Kiss Him and give Him love and praise God because He loved us. And He said, blessed are they who put their trust in Him. You can't put your trust in Him till you learn to love Him. And you can't learn to love Him till you put your trust in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we just have to trust in the Lord. Sometimes it comes to a place where it's all we got. Amen. And when we come to a place where we put our faith and trust in the Lord, praise God, He says that we'll never be caught up in the confusion of this world. We can think with a clear conscience, amen, upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We can know that no matter what faces us, the Lord Jesus Christ has got it. Amen. He knows what's going on, praise God. And He puts down the confusion. Hey, why? Because we've already confided in Him. We've trusted Him. We've confided in Him. Amen. We've told Him the situation. And we know that God hears and answers prayer. Amen. I believe with all my heart. He hears and He answers prayer. So that there won't be no confusion. Amen. He said, if we trust in the Lord, praise God, there'll be never be no reason to be ashamed. Amen. I'm not ashamed of Him, are you? Amen. I'm not ashamed of what He is, what He stands for, what He's done for me. Amen. He saved me from the devil's hell. Without Him, I'd be lost. Amen. Tonight, I'd probably be somewhere off in the world, worse than the worst person out there. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad on that Wednesday night, 1976, He come to where I was. He touched my little old heart. Praise God. Let me know how much He loved me. Amen. Praise God. Saved my ever dying soul. Praise God from the devil's hell. Lifted me up, brought me out. He put my feet upon a firm foundation. A foundation, Lord Jesus Christ, even for His glory. Amen. Why? Because we put our trust in Him. We put our confidence in the Lord. Praise God. Because of that, I've never been disappointed. Notice the psalmist in Psalm 71 and 2, the request that he makes. He said, deliver me in thy righteousness. Now, he didn't say deliver me in the righteousness of another. Amen. He didn't even say deliver me in my own righteousness. Because David's like us, he knew his was like filthy rags. But he said, deliver me in thy righteousness. And cause me to escape. Amen. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. See, I believe the psalmist, I believe he may have had an adversary that was hard upon his trail. An adversary that was trying to reproach him on every hand. I'm afraid today we have an adversary that's trying to approach us. We have an adversary that's trying to come alongside us and sidetrack us and dissuade us. An adversary is the devil and this old flesh in which we live. Amen. And he says, hey, listen, Lord, I want you to deliver me in your righteousness. He said, I want whatever you got right. Praise God. He said, that's what I want. I want the things that's right with God tonight. I want our country, our people, our loved ones, our children to have the things that's right in the eyes of God. Amen. I told my youngins, I don't care if you're not ever rich or if you have great and fancy things, but you need the Lord Jesus Christ and you need a right walk with God. And if you can have a right walk with God and the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, praise God, you get it all in the end. All the other stuff will be burnt up. Wood, hay, and stubble. But praise God, our righteousness, Lord Jesus Christ, it'll stand the test of time. Praise God. If like we preach Sunday morning, if we just open the door and let Him in, invite Him in, praise God, He'll come into us and sup with us. And us with Him. Comes into you. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? All it takes is one person. Amen. One person that gets real excited about the Lord Jesus Christ, invites Him in and sets up an abode for Him to dwell. Amen. In righteousness. And then that becomes contagious. You know that's how Holy Ghost revivals get started? Some little old saint of God will be praying to the God of the saint, seeking His face, praise God, humbling himself before God, and the Holy Spirit gets to tiptoeing across their heart, praise God, and the next thing you know, they're shouting and praising and giving God glory, testifying for the cause of Christ, telling folks about how good God is. I praise the Lord. They may be down in the bottoms of the mully grubs, but praise God, they get to shouting anyway and saying, God's been good to me. Boy, praise God. But that'll bring you out quicker than anything. Hey, when the devil and the world gets you down, praise God, when you get depressed and you get dissuaded, just get to shouting and praising and giving God glory. Get you a good gospel song, Holy Ghost gospel song, a song about the blood, praise God. Lord Jesus Christ, get to sing her at the top of your lungs. Praise the Lord. All of a sudden, something will go off in you. He said, power like dynamite. It'll explode down in your soul. You'll get the cane hip. And you won't care. Amen. I like it that way, don't you? Praise the Lord. Just get shouting praise and give God glory. Amen. We need to be practicing that. We need to be practicing up for that. One day in a little while, we're going to go out of here to be with Him. It's getting close. Amen. There's wickedness in the world. I mean, there's wickedness that the world is not even telling us about. You get to searching in the dark alleys of this world. There's wickedness and vileness. It's ungodly as ungodly can be. It's things that you would never even anticipate could happen in this world that we live in. Amen. Just wickedness on every hand. And the psalmist was saying he knew the same thing. Those days, our days, the days ahead, praise God, those are times of wicked things that's coming upon you and I. And the psalmist knew it. And he said, Lord, just give me your righteousness. Pour it out on purpose. God, I'm going to trust in what you have. Praise God to give me. I'm going to take it unto myself. Praise the Lord. Just shout and praise and give you glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise his holy name. That's confidence. Confidence in the Lord. He goes on in his supplication. He says, incline thine ear unto me and save me. In other words, what he's saying, he said, hey, listen, I need your righteousness and I need some help. Amen. When we ask God for righteousness, praise God, a righteous living. Amen. Now the prodigal son, he went off and went down there to a pig pen, spent everything the father's had to give him in riotous living. As a fella, when I was in Bible college, a young fella jumped up one time and said, yeah, but about that prodigal that went down there and lived a righteous life down there at the pig pen. Righteous living down at the pig pen. And the old professor, he didn't say nothing to him, but when we got done, he called him off the side and said, son, he said he wasn't righteous living. It was riotous living. It was evil living. He spent what he had, wasted all that he had. Amen. It's not on righteous living, but on righteous living that makes a difference. He said, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Now notice the confidence in his request is confidence. If we're going to make a request tonight, youngins, listen to me, we're going to have to have confidence in what we ask. Praise God. He said, listen, it's confidence in Lord Jesus Christ. It's confidence in your righteousness that I'm putting in. It's a continual resorting. Praise God. A continual going to the Lord. Praise God. A continual resorting to the place in the presence of God. Amen. We need to stay close to the Lord, youngins. Stay close to the Lord. We need Him right now, continually. That continually said, I may continually resort. That means he went and then He kept coming. Just like the Lord said, He said, I stand at the door and knock. He knocked and He keeps knocking. If He didn't keep knocking, there wouldn't be people getting in. But praise God, He never wearies, even though there's so many that won't open the door. Praise God, He's waiting, He's knocking, He's begging to let Him come in. And the psalmist said, listen, said, I didn't get weary, praise God. I continually went and continued to go back to the Lord. I continued to approach to Him. I continued to return unto the Lord. Continually returning, praise God. Why? Because there's a place of safety. That's what he was looking for. He said, thou hast given commandment to save me. Give it to who? Amen. He said, thou hast given commandment to save me. Amen. Praise God. I guess the Holy Ghost, the Holy Father sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's given him a commandment, praise God, to save us. Send him, praise God, to touch and testify to our hearts the marvelous things of God. He said, for thou art my rock and my fortress. God said, my youth up, said, you've been that solid place I could come to. Ever since I was a little big kid, amen, I've got away from him, but praise God, he's always been that solid place I can come back to. Brother Bill, history tells us, and it tells us in the day and hour we live, that our children grow up and they get away from God and they go off and they start making homes and houses. And listen, young, this is no excuse. You shouldn't do this. Amen. Just always stay close to the Lord and he'll help you and you'll be more prosperous than if you try to do it by yourself. Some of you old folks say amen.
Amen.
Stay with the Lord and let Him help you. Continue with Him. Because He is that solid place. He's that rock. He's that place you build on, praise God. And it don't move. It's not shifting sand. It's solid. It's stable. It said they'll go away, Brother Bill, but when they get settled in, they'll realize there's a solid place and they'll try to get back there. They said a lot of folks that's left these little Bible-believing, fundamental bit Bible-believing churches like this, they said they'll go off for a while, but when they get come to themselves like that prodigal, they start making their way back, bringing their children with them. Amen. Why? Because they realize there's a solid place in a shifting world, and they're looking for that place of solidness, that place of soundness where they can grow a family. He said, thou art my rock. He said, they're my fortress. He said, praise God. He said, Lord, you're that walled city round about me. Amen. He said, as long as I stay inside them walls, I'm going to be okay. Amen. The only one that can come in is the ones you let in. So I'm just going to stay with God. You know what we got to do, young, is just decide tonight that we're just going to go with God. Say, we're just going to stay with God. Going to stay inside that wall, inside the fortress of Almighty God. It's the safest place you can be in this world. Amen. They got all kinds of games and gimmicks now to try to get us. You know, if you want to live forever, you take a shot. Amen. Amen. You want to live a little longer than that, you take another one. I think I'll put my trust in God. Amen. I'm not too encouraged by what man can make. But praise God, I know what God's promised us. He's promised we put our faith and trust in Him. That's why the psalmist said, here, so I will put my trust. I do put my trust in Thee, O Lord. Amen. Now, I said an early thing, it's probably an older person. Probably getting up in his years. Amen. He was looking for some help. He's looking for some hope. He goes on and he said, for Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Now hope, that's that faith with expectation. So we see this older person, he come up from his youth up, he's getting up in some years, and he said, You are my hope, Lord. Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. He said, Lord, since I was a little kid, I trusted You. And Lord, You've never let me down thus far, so I'm just going to keep a trusting in You. And Lord, You're my hope, amen. You're that promise that I have. Praise God, there's none other like You. Amen. Nobody can promise me eternity. Nobody can promise me eternal life. Nobody can give me the promise to live forever. But praise God, Jesus Christ, my Savior, I said that one day in a little while, He's going to prepare a place for me, and I'm going to go be with Him where He is. And an eternal place, praise God, where I'll never die. Amen. There'll be no sorrow there, no sickness. Amen. There'll be no graves or graveyards or undertakers. Praise the Lord. There'll be just times of rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. All the days throughout eternity, praise God, world without end. Amen. That's the hope we have this evening, young'uns, in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, from the time we was a little kid till the time we grow up, praise God, we're just putting our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. The psalmist goes on in verse 14. He said, But I will hope continually and will yet praise Thee more and more. And now he says the enemies around him, he needs help from the Lord. He said, I've got a foundation. He said, I've got a rock. I'm inside the fortress. So I've had my trust in it all my life. I've come to the place that I am now, and I'm not going to turn back now. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to just keep pressing on for a little while, a little further in the presence of the Lord. Who can we trust tonight? We can trust the Lord. Just like this aged saint of God, praise God, he put his faith and trust in the Lord God Almighty, and the God brought him through. Even in his old age, God will bring you through. Amen. Sometimes you get older and you got kids all grow up and everything else, and you think, well, you're just all alone. There's nobody there. But I want to say that's a lie of the devil. Praise God, the Lord is there, even in old age. Amen. Bible says in verse number 7, he said, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. This is what he says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Now watch this. For mine enemies spake against me. They that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. Oh God, be not far from me. Oh, God, make haste for my help. Amen. I praise God. He said, I may be old, and I might get feeble, and I might not be able to go on by myself. Somebody may have to help me by the hand. He said, baby, my enemies may reproach me. Praise God, they may come upon me. Death may try to sneak up on me. But praise God, I'm just going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to believe, praise God, that He is God. And besides Him, there's no other. He's overcome all the world, the pain, the sickness, the pestilence. He overcomes it all, praise God, with His glory. And what a spectacular it's going to be one day in a little while. Young, old, praise God, He's going to usher us out of here to be with Him. Amen. Amen. Presence of the Lord. Who can we trust? Who can you trust when you're young? The Lord. Who can you trust when you're middle-aged and starting a family? The Lord. Who can you trust when you start getting old? The Lord, amen. Praise God. He'll be there for you. As Psalmist said, praise God. He said, listen, he said, I know you've been there for me from a youth. He just cries out one more time. He said, he's persecuted, he's in distress. And he said, oh God, make haste. Praise God to help me. Amen. That's what we need to do every day, young'uns. I just shout out, give a shout out to God and say, oh God, make haste to help me. Praise his holy name. He goes on, verse 18, says, now also when I am old and gray headed, oh God, forsake me not. Until I have showed thy strength. Until, now watch this. This generation. And thy power to everyone that's come. He said, Lord, I ain't looking. Hey, praise God. He said, I ain't looking for strength for myself. He said, I'm just not looking out for me. He said, I want you to give me strength for the portals of glory. Your strength, God. Your righteousness. So I can show this generation that I'm a living in. That there is a God. Hey, someone we can trust on. Hey, someone we can believe in. Hey, someone we can rely in. There is a place of hope, praise God, that's out of this world. Help me, oh God, to show this generation. Amen. Amen. Be about God's business. You know how we do that? But we trust in God. Amen. Who can we trust? We can trust the Lord, praise God. He said, for that forsake me not, till I show thy strength unto this generation, thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? The psalmist looks out, praise God, as he went from a youth up to his older age. He's a gray-headed man now, and he's still talking to the Lord, just like I'm talking to you. He said, God, you've done great and wonderful things. You've done marvelous things in my sight. I've seen the hand of God, Lord. I know what you can do, and I'm not doubting you now, Lord. Amen. Help me in your strength to persevere to the end. Amen. Who is like unto thee? He said, thou that hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. He said, Lord, me and you. You know what he says here? He says, Lord, me and you've been through a few battles. Amen. Said, we've seen a few things, Lord. Amen. Hey, there's been a lot of troubles in this journey. Amen. I believe every one of us could look up and we could say, Lord, there's been a lot of troubles. But thank God, ain't he been there with us? Amen. Amen. Through all our troubles, God's been there. Who can we trust tonight, young'uns, other than the Lord? He's been there for us and he'll be there again. And we put our faith and trust in him. Praise his holy name. He said, thou shalt quicken me again. Shalt bring me up again from the depths of earth. Praise God. He said, I'm a little discouraged. But he said, I feel a presence of a mighty rushing wind. Amen. He said, it ain't going to be but a minute. Lord, I can feel it coming in my bones. I'm going to be a shouting in the portals of glory again. Praise his holy name. He said, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. Oh my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp. O thou Holy One of Israel. Now listen to what he says in verse 23. He says, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I shall sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Amen. Praise God. He said, the reason I trust in him, praise God, is because he owns my soul. Praise the Lord. Is that what he said? He said, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Now that word redeemed means to take possession of, to purchase. Amen. Praise the Lord. To purchase, to rescue out of harm's way. And he said, Lord, you own me. I am yours, praise God. So hey, listen, if we're a child of God now, if you're a child of God now, if I'm a child of God now, then who can we trust other than the one who owns us? Amen. Trust the Redeemer, praise God, because one day in a little while. Amen. See, the children of Israel, they were in Egypt in oppression. And they cried out by reason of their taskmaster. Amen. And God heard their cries. Over 400 years pleading with God, and God showed up. Amen. And he redeemed them out of Egypt. Now, Egypt, the type of the world. Amen. Praise God. But God said he went down into them and he rescued them out of there. That's what the psalmist is saying here. He said, I'm going to greatly rejoice. I'm going to praise God with my lips because the Lord has redeemed me to himself. So I belong to him. So therefore, he said, I'm going to trust in the Lord, praise God. We're his purchased possession. So we ought to be like the psalmist tonight. We ought to be crying out every day, Lord, I'm just trusting you. Every time things seem like it's getting a little bit worse, we'll just lift our hands up to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm trusting you. Amen. He's the only one we can trust in. He's the only one that has the answers. Praise God. He's the only one that has the cure. Amen. He said, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. The Lord said, my enemy can't understand why I haven't gave up yet. My enemy hasn't understood why I haven't given in yet. But Lord, they don't realize I'm trusting in you. Amen. Lord, I'm trusting you. My confidence is in the Lord. Our confidence tonight needs to be in the Lord, praise God. He made a request. He said, Lord, help me to stay strong. Help me to keep just lifting you up continually. Amen. And continually to increase my confidence, to build my confidence, not in me, but in the Lord. Amen. What the Lord has done for me. Who can we trust tonight? The Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. The good God of heaven. Because he loved us, praise God. But ere we knew him, he loved us. Amen. He came to us when we couldn't get to him. He made a way. He bridged a gap between from earth and heaven so we could come in. So we could be children of God. The world's getting crazy. The world's getting more outrageous every day. But there's a God of heaven. He said, you know, youngins, I'm going to be with you. He said, just hang in there and you just keep a looking up. He said, one of these days, I'm going to say it's enough. Amen. There's wickedness, there's vileness all over the world. Pedophilia has become in the world, it's unreal. We've got senators and representatives that's into that stuff, abusing babies and little children. Thousands and thousands of little old babies and young is disappearing, and they're taking them and they're using them and abusing them. God ain't going to stand for that long. He's just about had his full. His wrath is going to be poured out. But praise God, we just need to stay close to the Lord. All the enemies, they're bearing down on us. But we just need to keep looking up. Just keep crying out to God. Keep talking to the Lord. Just keep asking him for help. Because the heathen are all around us. But you know what will make the difference, though? It's when they can see Christ in us, the hope of glory. It tears them out of frame. Amen. We just need to be praying that God will be our confidence in these last hours that we live. Amen.